Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Austin, how are you? A busy weekend.
It was a busy weekend. And, never dull when you cover Tennessee sports. And Tennessee was able to pick up a commitment from Lakia Henry, one of the top junior college players in the country, and a big get for Jeremy Pruitt and them yesterday.
What's the big reason for the momentum in recruiting over the last 2 weeks or so?
Yeah, I think it's just that point where kids have went through the spring and they've made a lot of visits, and you kind of see this in waves. You know, you see the guys that commit super, super early, and then normally in 80% of the recruitments end up opening it back up. And then you see guys that go through spring, attend junior days, attend spring ball at certain programs, and then decide in May. And then you'll see the guys that go in camp, and then they decide in, June and July. And then most of the other guys wait until after their senior season. And so I think more than anything, it's just kind of that time of year where you start to see some, dominoes fall. It started with Wanya Morris. It's continued with Sean Brown and Ramel Keaton, and then Tennessee's latest in Lakia Henry.
Do you think that this momentum is stopping anytime soon, or are there some other guys out there that may be pulling the trigger soon, and Tennessee may be a factor with them?
I think there are some guys out there that I think that are semi-close. Now, I don't know if they're, this week type of close, but there are some players that Tennessee is trending with. A guy like Jaden Hill in Northern Alabama at Bob Jones just outside of Huntsville. Tennessee's trending well with him, but, Texas A&M's entered the fray. Alabama is just kind of lurking in the weeds. They've not offered him yet, but, he's cousins with former Vol Jason Allen. He's also cousins with former Crimson Tide player Antonio Langham. So, it'll be interesting to see how, his recruitment, plays out over the course of the next few months. But I would say more than anything, I guess, steadying. I mean, there's still a possibility for one or two guys. You look at the Charlotte area. There are some players in North Carolina that I think are fairly close, but I don't think you can pinpoint and say they're for sure going this week.
So the story out there is Brandon Kennedy, the offensive lineman from Alabama, wants to transfer to Tennessee, but it's being held up right now because Nick Saban and Alabama are contesting it with the league office in the SEC. Alabama's already failed once on a player trying to transfer from Alabama to Georgia to go play somewhere else. What's the point? I mean, is there any chance that the league is going to stop this from happening if someone's already graduated?
I would venture to say no, Chad. But at the same time, I mean, they're trying for a reason. I think it's comical that, Nick Saban's worried about, a lineman that couldn't get on the field for Alabama going to a 4-8 team that, you throttled a year ago.
Exactly.
And throttled for a decade. I mean, it's not like, when he went to Georgia was a 10-win team. I mean, it was a little different. This just seems so bizarre to me. But, hey, I guess in Nick's mind, they're all the same. So it doesn't matter if you're going to a 11-win team, 10-win team, or a 2-win team. I'm going to fight it till the end. I think if they're going to allow grad transfers, if a young man, and I would say this, let's say, Trey Smith had to, it wasn't going to be a three and out guy. It was going to have to play a fourth year. If he got his requirements done and then wanted to leave Tennessee, I think he should be allowed to. I think, anybody that graduates and gets their academic work done, especially in 3 years, should have the right to go anywhere they want to go if the NCAA is going to continue to do grad transfers.
And Jeremy Pruitt, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jeremy Pruitt has said this. I mean, he's put himself out there that if guys want to transfer from Tennessee, they're probably going to be allowed because – that was his personal story, starting out at MTSU, and Boots Donnelly and MTSU allowed him to transfer to Alabama because that was his dream to play for the Tide.
Yeah, and you're right. And I think in, probably 85% of instances, I'm sure there is some instance out there that Jeremy Pruitt would be a little hesitant to let a player walk on. But I think in probably 9 out of 10, he's going to be every bit the guy that's, for a player leaving. Especially if it's to a non, schedule opponent, over the next couple of years while that player would be potentially going against Tennessee. But, you know, I understand it. I just think that anybody that graduates should be allowed to go wherever they want to go. If you did the work in the classroom, because, hey, that's all you hear, right, guys? You got to go get that degree.
That's right.
Somebody goes and gets it. I think they should be allowed to go where they want to go.
Totally agree. So Hunter Johnson from Clemson, big college football news this morning, former five-star quarterback. He was committed to Tennessee at one point, transferring from the Tigers. Automatically, people trying to make the connection. Hey, he was committed to Tennessee. Tennessee's not exactly completely set at quarterback right now. Is Tennessee an option for Hunter Johnson? What do you think? I know it's very early right now, Austin, but would you put totally Tennessee early in a mix of teams?
I would. Why not? I mean, if you're Tennessee and you've got a quarterback out there that, you know, you watched him in the spring game, looked pretty good. And I would if I was Tennessee, because you go the grad transfer route a year from now. And then what? It's going to count against the 2020 class. He won't count against, you know, he'll count towards your number of 85, but he won't count towards a future recruiting class as it rains here in Knoxville. I think it makes a lot of sense. Also makes sense for Hunter Johnson is Purdue. He's from Indianapolis. Jeff Brohm is, you know, a big quarterbacks guy. That makes a lot of sense to me as well. But I mean, if you're Tennessee, I would for sure kick the tires with Hunter Johnson, because you know you have Keller Chris for 1 year. You don't know what you have in Garantano outside of what you saw in spring practice. Why not, you know, kick the tires and see? Now, if Garantano comes out and he establishes himself as the guy, then it doesn't hurt you as bad. But let's say if, you know, Keller Chris is the quarterback, he's gone a year from now. Jerry Garantano probably not going to be here a year from now. What's Will McBride going to do? Is he just content setting the bench? Or does he want to, you know, transfer down and play? Everybody wants to play. And so, you know, I think the quarterback position is something that Tennessee's going to have to figure out. That makes some sense because it wouldn't count towards your recruiting classes going forward like Chris did this year.
So Tennessee makes it official today in basketball. They're going to play Gonzaga in the Jerry Colangelo Classic next year in Phoenix, Arizona on December 9th. Rick Barnes sort of let it slip in Nashville at the Caravan Stop that they're going to play West Virginia in the SEC Big 12 Challenge also. This is starting to look like a non-conference schedule that's befitting a team that could be in the top 10 preseason. It looks like Rick Barnes is going to play anyone and everyone that he can this upcoming season. Is it fair to assume that?
I think so. And I think on the whole, he wants to have a fairly competitive schedule. You saw that the last 2 years, you know, with some really solid out-of-conference opponents. I think you're going to see that going forward, especially this year when you factor in that, you know, Rick Barnes wants his team totally tested by the time March gets here, because, you know, if this team don't make the big dance, then, you know, something has went terribly wrong. And so he wants this team to be peaking, to have played anybody and everybody, and to be ready to go. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, this past year, I think they were tested and ready when the NCAA tournament got here. But he wants to not have any slip-ups. He wants to be very much a mental grind from November all the way through March.
Austin Price, follow him on Twitter, at Austin Priceless. Read his work at VolQuest.com. Austin, thanks so much. We'll do it again later this week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Austin.
Our VolQuest update with Austin Price, twice a week here on the Midday 180.